In Parsha Shalach, we read about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah upon which every Jewish household, every Jewish home is built. Many people get married at the chuppah under a talis fringed by the tzitzis. Every Jewish husband receives a talis with tzitzis on his corners from his wife as a gift when they get married. And that is what he wears every single day when he davens. And it is this mitzvah that the pasuk tells us, that the mitzvah tzitzis somehow, you will see them and you remember. You remember all of the mitzvahs and you do all of the mitzvahs that Hashem has given us. And somehow the mitzvah tzitzis teaches us and gives us a message that reminds us of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Where is that in the mitzvah tzitzis? What is it about the mitzvah tzitzis? So one idea that we know, we're told is that the mitzvah tzitzis, the word tzitzis itself is gematria 600 plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots, and therefore we have the idea of 613. But is there more to it than that? Did you ever take a look at your tzitzis that are on the corner of your beged? Take a look at them and you'll see they're a rather curious object. They're made up of 7 strings with an 8th string, originally tchelis, and some people have tchelis today. People should do whatever their Rebbe tells them to do regarding whether we should consider that tchelis or not. But one day we all will be having that 8th string of tchelis, which is wound around the other 7 strings and tied at certain points. And it creates a feeling of finished but unfinished. First you have the loose strings. You start to finish those loose strings by winding the 8th string around them, but you don't actually finish it. You still leave those strings loose at the end. What is this significance? What is the meaning of all this? We'll try to explain this with the help of the Meshech Chachma, beautiful Meshech Chachma, that gives us insight into all of this, as well as with a little bit of help from Rishon Shafal Hirsch. When Hashem created the world, did He create a perfect world, or did He create an imperfect world? Of course, you have to say that whatever Hashem created is perfect. And yet we see the world is not perfect. There's a lot of darkness in the world. There's a lot that the world still needs in terms of its ruach needs, in terms of its spiritual development. Hashem did not create the world in a complete, perfect spiritual sense. So, how are we to understand? Rav Hirsch says that we know that one of the things that we have to believe in terms of Hashem creating the world is that Hashem created the world yesh me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin means something from nothing. That Hashem created the world from absolute nothingness, as opposed to those schools of philosophy that believe that Hashem had some kind of matter, that some kind of primal matter that always existed even prior to the creation of the world, and Hashem used that matter to create the world. And Rav Hirsch explains the reason why yesh me'ayin is so important is because if Hashem was given, so to speak, material with which to create the world, and He had to create the world out of that material, well, when you're given material to build something, you are only able to build the very, very best building or the best project from that material that you can with the material that's given. If you're given weaker or faulty material, you'll make a worse building. If you're given better material, you can build a better building. And therefore, if we see the world as being less than perfect, if Hashem created the world from material that was already given to Him, He would say, well, Hashem did the best He could do. He was given material. He made an amazing world out of that material. But is it perfect? No, He couldn't make it any better. It is what it is, because that's the material that He was given. But we believe, no, Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, from absolute nothing. And He could have created any kind of world, any kind of universe He wanted. And yet He created this universe, because this universe is the perfect universe, despite its imperfections. Meaning to say that it is perfectly imperfect. That the imperfections we see in the universe are there by design. The darkness in the universe is there by design. It's supposed to be there. And the reason why it's supposed to be there is because that's the part that Hashem left incomplete. Hashem left imperfect so that we can make it perfect, so that we can become His partners, so that we can bring light to those dark corners of the world, those dark corners of the universe through the mitzvahs that we do and the Torah that we learn. The Meshech Chacham points out, after stating a similar idea, that we find that the metaphor for the universe in terms of its relationship with Hashem is that the universe is Hashem's garment. Ota or kasalma is what the pasuk tells us, that in fact we say in relation to our tzitzis when we put them on in the morning, when we put on our talis. Oh, to or kasama, that Hashem is wrapped in light, kasama like a garment. The light of creation, the creation itself is a garment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because after all, what is a garment? A garment is something which hides the person. A garment is something she wears so you can't actually see the person themselves. Instead, you're seeing the garment that he's wearing. So too it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem hides himself in this garment known as the universe. He created a universe, but he uses that universe to hide himself. We're told of the world. The word olam for world means helam, which means hidden, that Hashem hides by creating the universe. In a sense, the universe is the means, the mechanism by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, through which we have to try to find him and discover him behind this mask, this garment that he wears. Now, if you think about tzitzis, tzitzis are called fringes. What are fringes? Fringes are an unfinished garment. Its fringes are that when you take a garment and you weave it, you weave cloth, you weave thread into a garment, and you leave some of the edges of the garment. You leave the edges of the garment incomplete. You don't weave them completely. You're left with fringes. And so it is that the tzitzis that we wear represents the similar, the garment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears. And it has fringes at the end to represent the incomplete part of the universe. That the garment is not finished yet, because the garment needs finishing by us. So we have those fringes at the corners of our garment. The fringes at the corner of the four corners of the garment of tzitzis, of the talis, of the talisim that we wear. And we take a look at those tzitzis, and we see the universe itself. We see Hashem's garment, and we see that it's not yet complete. And we recognize our mission to complete it. So we have the part of the tzitzis that is complete. That's the part that Hashem created, where we wind the tchilis around and we complete that fringe so that it's no longer loose, that it is tight and complete, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create a universe. But we have the rest of it, the fringes that are incomplete. And the fringes that are incomplete is because the universe is not yet complete, and it becomes our job to complete it. It becomes our job to bring light to the dark corners of the universe. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I'm reading a quote here from Rav Meir Simcha, from the Meshech Chachma, as he says to us, V'ata ben Adam, and you, man, you human being, im ta'arogis habriya, if you weave the universe, te'yase shutaf la'Hashem Yisbarach ma'at the creation, you become a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the act of creation. Because Hashem created a universe, a universe that, as we said, is perfectly imperfect. And he left it up to us. He gave us the Torah, and he gave us mitzvot. He gave us 613 mitzvot that are hinted to by the tzitzis that we wear, so that we can complete the garment, and we can make the universe as perfect as in effect can be. So the next time you look at your tzitzis, the next time you do that mitzvah, take a look at them carefully and see that the tzitzis represent the universe. You see nothing less than the universe itself. Universe and all of its perfection that Hashem created it with, and all the imperfection, the perfect imperfection that Hashem created it with as well, leaving us room to make our contribution, leaving us room to do our avodas Hashem and to bring light to the universe and to bring completion, to bring shleimus to the universe, and to become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in massive erasure.